This is VOA News via remote. Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Europe for an emergency NATO summit on Ukraine, where invading Russian troops are stalled, cities are under bombardment, and the besieged port of Mariupol is in flames. On the ground, satellite photographs showed massive destruction in Mariupol, once a city of 400,000 people, with columns of smoke rising from burning residential apartment buildings. And Reuters reports the following: Russia saying its forces used long-range weapons fired from the sea to hit a Ukrainian arms depot outside the northwestern city of Rivne and two missile launchers in an industrial zone in the outskirts of Kyiv. The defense ministry published footage of what it said was eight-caliber missiles being fired from a warship at Ukraine's military infrastructure. Ukrainian officials said that two civilians were killed in overnight shelling in the Mykolaiv region. A bridge was destroyed over the river Desna in Chernihiv, and residential buildings and a shopping mall were struck in two districts of Kyiv, wounding at least four people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces were using the exclusion zone around the defunct Chernobyl nuclear plant to prepare new attacks. Russia's combat power in Ukraine has declined below 90% of its pre-invasion levels, a senior U.S. defense official said. Russia says its special military operation in Ukraine is going to plan. Meanwhile, the head of the International Committee of Red Cross will raise pressing humanitarian issues in Ukraine during ongoing talks in Moscow with senior Russian officials. That's what the agency is saying. This